Twinkle Star Watches Over Children by Christy Page. Twinkle Star is fascinated by little humans, and the smaller they are, the more she wants to watch them. Not far from the Fairy Glen, there's a field where children love to run and play, a place that draws Twinkle Star every morning. It is a beautiful spring morning as Twinkle Star flits out of the glen and heads to the nearby field. She is listening to the happy twitter of birds in the trees, the low hum of bumblebees as they skip from flower to flower, and the music of the breeze in the trees. She loves days like this. She hears the happy laughter of children up ahead and flies faster to hurry up and get to the clearing. Twinkle Star settles onto a large sunflower at the edge of the field, giggling as she watches the kids tumble and play. She is not quite sure what game they are playing, but it looks like a lot of fun. At the far edge of the group, there's a little girl named Emma. She is much smaller than the rest of the children. She appears to be trying hard to keep up, but stumbles every few steps. Twinkle Star goes around the edge of the field to get a closer look. As Twinkle Star approaches, she hears one of the bigger kids say to the little girl, "Emma, you are too small. You just can't play." Dejected, Emma turns away, prompting Twinkle Star to find a way to help. Twinkle Star knows that it is against all of the rules for her to show herself to a human, but there must be a way that she can help. She flits down to where Emma is sitting and crying and hides among the blades of grass. Whispers of encouragement fill the air. Twinkle Star, at Emma's hip, softly says, "You are big enough. You are big and brave. Play with the others." Emma wipes her eyes, looking around without seeing anyone. Twinkle Star whispers again, "Go have fun. They will let you play." Emma tentatively gets to her feet and slowly joins the other children. "I can keep up. I want to play," she squeaks. Another child says, "Oh, just let her try." Twinkle Star cheers as Emma joins them in chasing a large round ball. It doesn't take long, and Emma falls. She gets right back up, but trips and falls again. Emma hangs her head as the other kids continue to run. Twinkle Star whispers, "You can do this. Try again." Emma looks around, unsure of the voice's source, but decides to try once more. Twinkle Star discreetly follows her as Emma runs towards the group. When she starts to trip, Twinkle Star uses her magic, and Emma manages to stay on her feet. Emma looks surprised, but continues to run to the group. It is Emma's turn to kick the big red ball. It comes towards her, and she starts to stumble backwards. With Twinkle Star's magical assistance, Emma stays on her feet and kicks the ball with enthusiasm. The children cheer, and Emma's self-confidence grows. Buoyed by her successful kick, she runs with pure glee. The kids play for a while until the sun is hot overhead and it's time for lunch. Emma, now confident, no longer needs Twinkle Star's help. The afternoon is filled with fun, and the other children are delighted to see Emma doing so well. After the kids leave, Twinkle Star heads home to meet her friends in the town square. In the warm afternoon sun, she reflects on her morning adventure, excited to share with her friends how she discovered that one of life's greatest joys is helping others.